בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום. Today is Tet b'Marcheshvan. Parashat Lech Lecha, we read about this week. We know the famous showdown, the war between the four kings, the four mighty kings, against the five weaker ones. Abraham Avinu intervened in order to save Lot, even though, by the way, these kings were terribly wicked. But, you know, family's family, and he jumped in, and Gemilut Chasadim, even though at this point Lot had already strayed from the path, and he went to live in Sodom, yeah. But Abraham Avinu said, what? Lom shaneh ma. Family is family. Lom shaneh. Family comes first. Tzadak, vaday. And the Torah describes that after he won the war in a miraculous way, and he said, you know, Melech Sodom and Melech Amorah, they fell into pits, and he had to help them out, and he got them out, whatever. Then what? They made a deal. They started negotiating, right? The first thing after their life was saved, they started negotiating about the spoils of war. And Vayomer Melech Sodom el Avram, ten li hanefesh ve'arechush kachlach. He says, "Give me all the captives. Give me back all the lives, and you can take all of the spoils." And Avram Avinu said, "Ma pitom? No way." He says, "In nichut harimoti yadin el alion kone shamayim ve'aretz." Hakadosh Baruch Hu raised his hands to the heavens. Rashi says, "Bederech shivuah," and he swore, "In nichut ve'ad seruchnal v'imekach mikol hashelach." He says, I will not take not even a shoelace from you so that you don't come and say one day that I was the cause of Abraham Avinu getting rich. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham Avinu that he would get rich. The Kiddush Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Abraham Avinu wanted to show the world that who made him rich? Only Hashem. Anyway, we find in many, many places throughout Shas. Yeah, I don't have to go into too much detail. But the Gemara, there's an interesting Gemara in Masechet Chulin, Daf Kuf Yod. The Gemara says there was an Amora by the name of Rabba Bar Dikule. And it was Erev Yom Kippur. And he was looking for food. He was very poor. And he went looking for food. And he found kachalim. He found udders that people had thrown out from the city. And he started roasting them. And he ate them. And Rav Chasda, who was the Rav in the neighboring town in Sura, he called him in. He says, what are you doing? Don't you know the minhag over here is not to eat it? So he says, no, it's what people threw out. It was outside the tum. He says, but don't you know it needs to be roasted? It needs to be grilled? He says, yeah, I grilled it on wood. He says, where'd you get wood from? Maybe it's stolen. He says, no, people used grape seeds to all sorts of different things. Then he started grilling and he says, how come you're not wearing tefillin? He said, I'm cholim ha'ayin. He says, I have a stomach ailment, intestinal problems, I can't wear. He said, he looked at his garment, says, why not wearing tzitzit? He says, this is a borrowed garment. And talit she'ula is patul mitzitzit kol shloshim yom. Think about this for a second. Rabba Bar Dikule, dirt poor, nothing to eat. He's got to eat udders, roasted on stuff on the outside of the machane. He's sick. He's ill with stomach ailments, which are terrible. He doesn't even have his own clothes. The clothing that he's wearing is borrowed. And what are we talking about? Erev Yom Kippur. He can't even get a meal for Suda Mafseket of Erev Yom Kippurim. Do you know one Jew in the world that wouldn't be Machnis Orchim, a fellow Jew that needs a meal, Erev Yom Kippur? You have to be really heartless, yeah, and brainless not to host a fellow Yid, especially
Erev Kippur.
You know, Talmid Chacham on Erev Yom Kippur. He couldn't have gone to the neighboring city to knock on the door and ask somebody, do you mind to, can I join you for, yeah? Anybody, even if you're not the biggest machnis orchim in the world, anybody. If somebody knocks on you and says, do you mind if I join you for Suda Mafseket? Ma tagid lo? Why didn't he? So the Sichot Musa says, what do you see from here? In spite of all, his situation was pitiful. And yet, the genai, the detriment of asking, of coming on to people's assistance is so bad. He was willing to suffer through all of this and all of the shame not to come on to people's assistance. Wow. Such a big thing. And we find that many, many different places. Yeah? And we've spoken about this. Yeah, many, there are, so much so that there's a midrash that says that there was a doctor in Tzipori that he knew the Shema Meforash, and he was on his deathbed, and he wanted to give it over, he wanted to transmit it to somebody else to keep it going. So they asked, who can I give it over to? So they found a certain chacham by the name of Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama. So he says, before you call him, I want you to see if he ever took any matanot from people. Did he ever take anything? So they found that he never took, besides for, he took one time ma'asir. He was a Levi, he took ma'asir. Said at the pasul. Says, you can't handle it. Why? Because when ma'asir, it's coming to him. He deserves it. He's a Levi. Aval ma. He says, you took something from somebody. I cannot entrust the Shema Mifurash with you. You're already pagum. He takes that. Understand? It's a tremendous thing. Avraham Avinu knew this full well. You don't think that Avraham Avinu would be careful not to take things from others? Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him rich, he was always poor. He never took anything from other people. So why is it that Avraham Avinu had to jump and make a shvua, swear not to take from Minasadam? He wouldn't have taken anyway. Avraham Avinu wasn't a mafchori, right? He wasn't a, he knew not to take from other people. Why do you have to make a shvua? Yeah? I said it good?
Yeah.
Mafchor is the
And how do you call it, the guy?
The guy is mafchor.
Moftchor? Yeah. Lo haya kacha. Yefe. Rav Moshe actually asked that question in Darash Moshe. Very nice. Yefe mil. In this week's parasha, we see Avraham Avinu taking, well, he doesn't take from Melech Sedom, but we do earlier we take from Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Next week's parasha, same idea with Abimelech, Melech Pelishtim, again he takes from. So Rav Moshe asked that child in Darash Moshe, and he gives a nice answer. He says, when it came, yeah. But he says, when it came to the other people, Paro, Avimelech, they did something to him. They wronged him, and this was their way of making amends. Avraham Avinu wanted to give them the opportunity to make amends by taking from them. Mashenkin over here, he's not making amends with Melech Sedom. This was just Melech Sedom trying to, you know. He gave them anyway. So over there, there's no reason for Avraham Avinu to take it. Yeah? Tshuva yafa. Yeah, but the Rav Moshe asked that question. Mikol makom. So why did Avraham Avinu, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asks in Sechot Musar, why did he have to jump and ask and make a shua not to take? And he says, he brings the idea that Chachamim teach us, tzaddikim mashbi'im et yitzram. Even when tzaddikim do the right thing, they actually make shvuot to do the mitzvah. Right? There's a whole Gemara in Masechet Nedarim, minayin shenishba'im nidvar mitzvah, sheneiman, nishbati v'akayemet, mishpatei tzidkecha. Even David HaMelech swore to perform the mitzvot. Why is that? Says, you know, there's a Gemara, everybody's favorite Gemara, it's at the end of Masechet Makot, it's Mishnah. Rabbi Chanan HaKasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the world's most famous and beloved Tana, is Rabbi Chanan HaKasha. Yeah?
It's the end of the
Gemara. Yeah, that's why everybody loves him. Yeah, you see people sometimes during shiurim, during the mood, yoshnim, bezeh, they're looking at their watches, whatever. You just hear the words, you hear the name, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia. You see, mamash tchiyat ametim. You see, tchiyat ametim mamash. You see, oh, yeah. Lo kacha michayim tchiyat ametim. You see people smiling, you see people laughing. Yeah, it's such a zechut that he's mesameach et am Yisrael. Anyway, bekitzur. So he says, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. What does that mean? Rashi HaKadosh explains, well, it's not Rashi, it's his son-in-law, but he writes over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us so many mitzvot of not to eat nevelot, utrefot, and crawling, you know, bugs and worms? These are disgusting things. You wouldn't eat it anyway. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu command us not to do it? The answer is, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us sachar for things anyway that we keep away from. He gives a mashal. He says, if you have food that's rotten and nasty in front of you, are you going to eat it? Of course not. What happens if somebody comes to you and tells you, by the way, that in that rotten food, whatever, there's cyanide, there's poison inside. Are you going to eat it? Of course not. Why are you not going to eat it now? The reason that you're not eating it now, why is it? Because it's rotten or because it's poison? The poison takes precedence now. Same thing over here. Were it only to be disgusting, so we wouldn't eat it because of that. But now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make it, now that we don't eat the bugs, now that we don't eat the nevelot utrefot, you know why it is? Not because it's disgusting, because it's a mitzvah. Because Hashem said not to. Avraham Avinu didn't want to rely on his own intellect, on his own understanding, not to take the matanot and whatever. He says, I don't want to take it. You know why? Because of the Shavua. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now that it's a Shavua, now it's a mitzvah, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to. He says, I don't want to rely on my own intellect, because many times when a person relies on his own intellect,
easy to be
that can end in very, very bad ways. Avraham Avinu wanted to make a mitzvah out of it. Tzaddikim mashbi'in et yitzram, even though they know right from wrong. They know what they have to do. But they want to make a mitzvah out of it. They want to be mezarezet nafsham. They want to make an extra safeguard so that they don't mess up. I'll have to leave it here, Rabotai. But there's a big, big, the big lesson to be learned over here. Don't rely on yourself. Even tzaddikim don't rely on themselves. Yeah, there's many, many things. Even though we think the Yetzer Hara tends to convince us that we are the most reliable people on the planet, that's not the case. Even tzaddikim understand that that's atzat yitzir. Make safeguards. Put fences. Don't rely on yourself. Don't rely on your intellect, your knowledge, your emotions. Don't rely on these things. Hashem yodea yoter tov. The Yetzer Hara is trying to get us. Make safeguards. That's why all the Rabbanans that we have in the Torah, what are they for? Safeguarding. Person, no, I'm good. We had chubam. The Chachamim said, no, you're not chubam. Listen to us. Ziyoter batuach. Abotai Shabbat Shalom. Tiskur Shem Rabot. Thank you for listening. Kol tuv selavayim. Eshkoyach. That's random ones. Yeah, no, that's for one of them.